a story today called Proof of Christianity from Paul E. Tan. Charles Bradlaugh was an outstanding atheist in England. Down in one of the slums of London was a minister by the name of Hugh Price Hughes. All of London was aware of the miracles of grace accomplished at his mission. Charles Bradlaugh challenged Mr. Hughes to debate with him the validity of the claims of Christianity. London was greatly interested. What would Mr. Hughes do? He immediately accepted the challenge, and in so doing added one of his own. Hughes said, "I propose to you that we each bring some concrete evidences of the validity of our beliefs in the form of men and women who've been redeemed from lives of sin and shame by the influence of our teaching. I will bring 100 such men and women, and I challenge you to do the same. If you cannot bring 100, Mr. Bradlaugh, to match my 100, I'll be satisfied if you'll bring 50 men and women who will stand to testify they've been lifted up from lives of shame by the influence of your teachings. If you cannot bring 50, then bring 20 people who will say, as my 100 will, that they have a great joy in life, a self-respect as a result of your atheistic teachings. If you cannot bring 20, I'll be satisfied if you bring 10. Nay, Mr. Bradlaugh, I challenge you to bring one, just one man or woman will make such a testimony regarding the uplifting of your atheistic teachings." Again, London was stirred. What would Mr. Bradlaugh do? In answer, the atheist, Charles Bradlaugh, with great discomfiture and chagrin, publicly withdrew his challenge for the debates. James 2:19 says, "You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.